Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. So I'm just going to read a handful of headlines that the New York Times, well, I was about to say that we can all agree is a reputable news source. It's certainly a very well-known news source, and just go ahead and Google New York Times and exercise, and all the articles in recent memory or recent have been published will pop up, and here's just a handful of them. How exercise might affect food choice and our own weight. Exercise may boost mood for women with depression. How exercise may affect your immunity. How exercise might make us happier. How the right kind might boost memory. What your exercise habits might say about how long you live. To be 25 again, how exercise might fight aging. How exercise might increase self-control. No more excuses not to exercise. Whew. I think that there are so many of us who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's just a matter of, are we sick and tired enough of being sick and tired to do something about it? If I were sick and tired, I would start getting moving. There are fewer things more unnecessarily complex than personal finance, but one of those things is certainly exercise, and fewer things that are more important than keeping your physical body as healthy as it can be. And we struggle with it so much. In fact, it is eating our lunch. And so here we are. As a race, as is humanity, we are sick and tired. And my goodness, forget the whole New York Times thing that I went through. Google best exercise routine, best way to work out. And my goodness, the tribal nature of stuff that's out there. And then the sheer volume of different ways to get out and move your body. It's both exciting and terrifying and wonderful and horrible and all that stuff. Holy cow, there are a million different ways to be exercising. But then let's take that one step further. In a time when you have people like Adele, who is amazingly talented, getting a bunch of crap for losing weight, and apparently the same thing recently happened to Rebel Wilson. You've got fat shaming, you've got skinny shaming, and I tell you what, if you're in the business of doing either one of those things, then shame on you. What a weird time to be alive when people get a bunch of flack for getting healthy and finding and committing to exercise and having a healthy lifestyle, and then we get mad at them. What a weird thing. So anyway, what I wanted to talk a little bit about was exercise today, because again, if you do not have your physical health, then you're not going to be able to enjoy your money that you've saved and all that good stuff. I am 41 years old, and I am, for as far as I can tell, a pretty healthy person. I've got two young kids. I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old, so therefore, from my perspective, it is imperative that I take really good care of my body if I am interested in being healthy, being around to be a part of their lives. Okay? So, just like money, You need to be starting right now. You need to be saving early. And 41 is by no means, that's not old or it's young. It's just sort of this weird middle place. And do with that whatever you wish. In today's world, you probably are aware of this, that there are now more obese people than there are starving people. There are now more obese people in the world than there are starving people in the world. More overweight people, people with diabetes. If you look at the number of obese and overweight kids in America, I think it's disgusting. And I think that enough is enough. So where do I get off talking about exercise? And you know what? I have no certificates or training in exercise. What I do have is a lot of experience with it. So I was a Division I scholarship athlete, so competed athletically and physically at a very high level. And today I exercise at least 4 days a week, and I do it pretty consistently. So that is purely my anecdotal opinion on all of this stuff. So take that as it may, but that is where I'm coming from, all right? So to address this idea or the fact that there are so many people that are so unhealthy in today's world, and at the same time, there are so many different ways to exercise, from CrossFit to spin classes and Pilates and yoga and boxing and MMA gyms popping up everywhere. Fundamentally, when it comes to exercise, anything will work as long as you do. Anything will work as long as you do. You do not need to get into CrossFit. You do not need to become a yogi. You do not need to do any of those things. You can start by simply getting out of bed in the morning and getting moving. Getting out of bed in the morning and getting moving. You're never going to feel like doing this. If you are overweight right now, if you are feeling sick and tired, and you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, you're now knowing that you're never really going to feel like getting out of bed, going for a walk, a run, a hike, going to the gym. Same as, and I talked about this the other week, you're never going to feel like starting to save money or opening an IRA or whatever. But you need to make a commitment to this because your health is far too important. Mel Robbins, very, very famous and dynamic person, talks about how you need to take advantage of this activation energy. So that simply means that when you roll out of bed to hit the alarm at whatever time it is you're getting up with the intention of going for exercise of some kind, for a walk, whatever, instead of thinking about it and negotiating with yourself, you just need to strike when the iron is hot and spring out of bed or roll out of bed or fall out of bed. Put your shoes on and get moving. This is not rocket science. The fact that there are so many different ways to exercise and the fact that gyms can be extremely intimidating with spaceship-looking machines and ripped men and women who look like they hang out there all day long. I get it. It's maybe not the most comfortable or welcoming environment in the world. And where do you start? But the answer is you just need to get started with it. You just need to get in the habit of moving your body and doing it every day. Long-term success with exercise is all about taking small bites. You cannot go from 0 to 100 or 0 to 60. It'll probably hurt your body. You don't want to do that. But you do simply need to be started. Just get started with it. 10 minutes a day. If you're not doing anything right now, if you're leading a sedentary lifestyle, if you start moving for 10 minutes a day, that's an amazing start. Then up to 12, then 15, then 20. Then get it to be a half hour, then an hour. And if you're doing that on a consistent basis, 4 days a week, 3 days a week, without taking more than 2 days off, I can almost guarantee that you're going to be a healthier person. You're going to start feeling better. You're going to become a healthier person. So get started, decide, commit, take small bites, and enjoy the process. Enjoy the reality that you will be a beginner and that you're going to get better, whatever you choose to do. And when you are running into those walls and those plateaus where you feel like you're not getting a lot of results, that does not mean that you should stop because it's not working. That's just the nature of how changes work, because it's going to take time. So again, important to be extremely consistent with it. Also important to take days off, but never take more than 2 days off, especially once you get into this rhythm, you get into this habit. So commit, make a decision to be a healthy person. Life is too long and too short at the same time to not be healthy, to not feel good, to not have energy. And if that's where you are, well, then start making some changes. So commit, start moving, do it consistently. And I think that you will really, really find that you'll start feeling better pretty quickly. Even if you're not physically feeling better, you will emotionally and psychologically feel so much better about yourself that you are making these positive changes. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I would be too. Get moving. Do your part by doing your best.